A lot of folks out there are in the fire and need the Jesus who takes the heat for us. Do you know what our biggest challenge is today? It's not that of believing the message that we preach and teach. It is the challenge of being the church in the world. The real test of our faith lies in what we do with our faith. The pew you're sitting in is just a temporary seat. Temporary. Evangelism, church growth is our business. So how do you get out of the fire? You don't get out of it. The message is that He is with you and with me in the fire. He takes the heat. That's called grace. What have I been talking about today? I've been talking about the need for revival. For revival in our own hearts. A revival that will create such warmth that all of these pews will be full. I've been thinking about the last 5 sermons that I preached at Charon Lutheran Church and that I'm going to share with you later this year. And I often spend a lot of time thinking about those days. God blessed my ministry almost 10 years in that church. There was a spiritual awakening among the young people, and they started an outreach program called the New Life Singers. And the church bought an old school bus, and I had to get a chauffeur's driver's license so I could drive it and drive them around everywhere to churches, even to Iron Mountain, just, you know where the Adventist Church is in Iron Mountain? Just a little ways from there, there's a Lutheran church. And I took the New Life Singers there, and I preached, and they sang and gave their testimony. Was there some resistance to that ministry and that awakening? Yes, there was some. Was there an awakening, a revival among the older members of the church? Yes, there was. I used to call them my grapes. I remember meeting sometimes at the Hellman's home with my grapes and at the Lindquist's. And when I left there, there were 600 members. 600. We had 2 packed services every Sunday with Sunday school in between. But I had to go. I had to. I didn't know it at the time, but God had something ahead for me to do. So when I share those sermons, I hope that you can try to imagine yourself as a faithful member of that church while you're listening to what I say. So I'm talking about revival. I'm talking about awakening. And the United States of America, this country that we love, desperately needs a spiritual awakening. But that will never happen until the church is revived. How do you get out of the fire? You will activate your faith, which tells you that Jesus is with you in the fire and that He takes the heat. Amen.
You have been listening to C. Raymond Holmes, pastor of the Bessemer Christ Community and Greenland Seventh-day Adventist Churches. If you enjoyed this sermon, why not visit one of his churches this coming Sabbath or a church near you listed on strongtowerradio.org. You will find the Greenland Church at 507 East Cinnabar Street in Bessemer, Michigan, and their church service begins at 11 a.m. Access their website at bessemerchristcommunitymi.adventistchurch.org or visit the Greenland Church located at 31369 North Firesteel Road in Greenland, Michigan, and their church service begins at 9:30 a.m. Access their website at greenlandmi.adventistchurch.org. This program has been a Strong Tower Radio production.